Hey guys, welcome back to Chase That Blank. My name is Jamie Lee and I am the CEO and founder of Chase That Blank, where I teach women how to fill in the blanks of their lives with passion and purpose, one business skill at a time. So today we are talking about 2019 and goal setting. Yes, it's early. Yes, it is October. And yes, we still have a quarter to go, but here is the truth. It takes preparation and planning and clarity to really make your dream a reality. And so often we aren't doing that. We are waiting and we are hoping and we are sliding by on the seat of our pants, hoping that whatever we want to happen is going to happen, the things that we need are going to fall in our lap. And the funny part is we know in our heads that's not quite true, but it is almost always how we function. And that 1% of the world that is so wealthy really became that 1% because they understood the preparation, the planning, and the clarity. So today, I'm going to not only talk about how to really plan efficiently for 2019, we are also going to be talking about some business ideas to help you create big, bold dreams for 2019, things that you maybe didn't even know could be an income source. So we are going to talk about that today. I hope you're excited like I am. Let's get started. All right, so let's dive right in. Today, again, like I said, we're talking about goal setting and a few different ways to dream bigger this year and set different goals. So, you know, one of the things I always think is funny about this time of year or December, whenever people start setting goals, is often if you look at their goals, they've been the same goals that they had the year before that, the year before that, and they're really never too different. They're never too deep. They're never too much crazier than the year before. And a lot of that is actually just repeat goals because they didn't actually achieve the goal last year. And, you know, let's talk about that for a second, ladies, because a lot of you have big goals. You want the body, you want the business, you want the husband, you want the life, you know, you want your financial success. So why are you in the same place? Because I know as a woman how much desire there is to create this certain life. But why aren't you executing? What is stopping you? And I always tell people, you know, I became a life coach because it is totally the back end of being a business coach. Because in life coaching, we don't understand until you get into it just how much of our minds play a part in the success of what we're doing. You know, they say mindset is everything, but it's easy to say that until you have actually, you know, gotten into something and then you realize you have mindset issues and you don't think you do. But you do, because you find these blocks. So, you know, here's a great example. Who here has ever said, I want to lose 10 pounds and I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to sign up for classes. I'm going to do these things. And then you don't. Then you don't do it. Why? Because you know in your head, you're sabotaging yourself. You know that this is only hurting you. You know that cheeseburger, man, that sounds good, is only hurting you. You know that. Yet you do it anyway. And then you're mad at yourself about it, but you still made the decision and you probably will make similar bad decisions soon. So why? And I want to talk about that because there's actually some studies done on self-sabotage. See, when we have these subconscious beliefs of what we are allowed to have in life, what we have trained ourselves that we are, we will live by those until we break them. So people think, you know, oh, I had a breakthrough. It sounds so cheesy, but it's not. There are mental barriers that we each carry, some of them from childhood, some of them from, you know, a breakup, some of them from your own self-talk that was negative. We all carry these certain ways of thinking, these limitations, these limiting beliefs, and we don't ever address them until we're faced with having new goals. It's honestly why people stay stuck. You know, your parents told you that the only way to be successful is through college. The only way to make a difference in this world is you're going to go through this system that society created a bunch of years ago to make money. And we've decided for some reason it's the only way, even though there's endless proof that it's not. But we're going to keep preaching this and we're going to shun people who think differently. Or the all famous, you know, you're just big boned, right? Like you want to lose weight, but you've just, I'm thick. But you know that there's like real thick and then there's like you're actually not thick and you're actually needing to lose weight for your own health and your own self-love. And then there's these movements of like embrace being really obese and unhealthy. And there's this side of life that says, I decide to be my healthiest, happiest version. This isn't about being skinny. This isn't about being rich. This is about building a life where I have the most healthy body so I can be the most active, the most in love with myself. And not because being skinny makes you in love with yourself, but being healthy, when you feel at a 10 every day because you're so nutrient rich in your body, because you can you're active and because you can hike and you can do anything and you're limitless with your body, that is living. Knowing that you have the income to do whatever you want, and when you do work, you're doing the work you love, that is living. And there are people who are so skeptical about it, and always makes me laugh because I always feel so bad for them and I think they feel bad for me, and it's kind of this funny back and forth. But it's like, there is so much success available to us. And before we can attain all of that, we've got to understand what we're worth. You are worth the life you want. I do not care what your parents say. I do not care what your friends say. Get new friends. Take a break from your family. Because here's the thing. People sometimes get so mad that I say this stuff. They get so mad that I'm willing to say, take a break from your family. Take a break from these people, you know, who are supposed to be on your side. But we don't choose our family. There are families out there who do not care what you end up as. There are families out there who truly do not care if you succeed. Or if they do, it better be their way or you can get out. That is not unconditional love. That is love with plenty, plenty of conditions. And we're going deep here into this goal setting podcast because it's important that we talk about truth. And truth is that in order to start creating the success you really want, you better break your barriers. You better learn to figure out what it is that is stopping you. What do you not feel worthy of? Write a list. So here's what I want. Here's what I propose for you guys before we can move on to how to set these big goals and different ways to make money, because that is all such a side effect of having personal happiness and growth. And so here's my challenge to you before you begin anything else. I want you to write a list of everything your parents told you growing up. Are you bad at math? Maybe you've always thought you were lazy. Were you always told that you were, you know, just a bigger kid? Were you told that you had to go to school, had to get an education, and then you had to get this job that you hated? And honey, you're going to enjoy life, but you're going to be 60 when you start doing that. What were you told? What was drilled into you that wasn't the right information? You know, I always tell people, Grant Cardone says it best. He goes, knowledge isn't really power. The right knowledge is power. You can know a whole bunch of things that are incorrect, and that's not going to get you anywhere. So when your parents are drilling into you this one way of living, yet you see physical proof consistently online that's not a scam of people younger than you building empires, building businesses, making a difference, influencing millions, and you're over here at this job that you hate, and you're like, where did I get lost? And now let me rephrase something too, because some of you listening to this, you love your job. You have a job you love. You loved college. And you're sitting here like, bitch, do not put me down for wanting a career and college. I'm not. But I'm telling you that it's not the only way. There are always going to be people I need as an entrepreneur, people who want to work for me and believe in what I do and will help build me up. And I can rely on and pay incredibly well and give them a free lifestyle. I need those people. I also need people who believe in really big aspirations, and I need entrepreneurial friends. We need a mix to make this world go around. I don't think that there's this one way. I don't think entrepreneurship is for everyone. But what I'm trying to do is break down the belief systems that there's ever this one right way to live. There's not. There's not one right religion. There is for me. There maybe is for someone else, but really the world goes around with so many different belief systems, and you got to find what works for you as an individual human with your own emotions, your own goals, your own feelings. And you got to do what works for you. So as we talk about some of this stuff, it's really important to me that we get crystal clear on what is stopping you? What has blocked you? What were your goals last year? And are they the same goals that you started writing this year? Is it to lose weight? Well, why haven't you done that in 12 months? And really be honest with yourself. You know, I remember sitting down last year and saying, I lost all this weight and then I gained it back. And I was so mad at myself. And, you know, I could sit there and I could rattle off my excuses and, oh, I broke my jaw in December. And in October, I lost my business of 3 years and I was sad and I started eating. But you know what? Sadness, if it always equals eating and gaining weight, I'm never going to be healthy because life will go up and down. And so I have to actually deal with that and take responsibility that it wasn't my emotions that led me to gain weight. It was my bad decisions and eating habits. Because I guarantee if I had continued eating really well, working out every day, my mood would have been better, my outlook would have been better, and I would have felt better. And it would have been a little different of a scenario instead of me being sad for a few months, right? So it's important to get really clear and honest. Not just, okay, well, my parents messed me up. Yeah, but now you're an adult. So if this is what your parents did, now it's time to take responsibility and say, I don't have to believe that anymore. And I'm not going to live in this shadow. Because once you have an answer to what has gone wrong and you don't do anything about it, now it's your fault. And I'm going to put that fault on you, ladies. I'm going to put it on you because here's the thing is, you know, we are supposed to, as humans, set boundaries, have goals, give ourselves standards. But it is those who will continue to seep back into, well, I had a rough childhood. I went through this trauma. Guys, I was sick for 5 years in a wheelchair with a brain disorder no one could diagnose. And here I am still doing things. We all have things. We all have struggles. So before you set these massive goals, you got to believe that they are achievable and you've got to create actionable plans, but you have to first know what is in your way and why you don't believe you can achieve it, why that's been holding you back. So here is the homework for this little section. Before you move on, I want you to pause this and I want you to actually write a list of 10 things that stick out to you. 10. That your parents have said to you or drilled into you for your belief system. And I want you to really look at them, feel emotions about them, and then I want you to pick the top three that you believe have maybe affected you the most, and I want you to journal about it. And maybe you write this homework down and you do it after the podcast. That's totally fine. You don't actually have to pause it right now, but I want you to journal a page per one thing that you have created as an issue in your life. And I want you to journal how that actually makes you feel. This is very psychological, I know, right? How does that make you feel? But the truth is, I want to know, how do you feel about that? And then, excuse me, at the end, I want you to reclaim your strength. Put away the victim card. This is no longer a part of your belief system. And I want you to write at the end, I no longer identify with these beliefs. My new belief system is blank, and fill it in. So that is part one, guys. Now we are going to move on to actual goal setting and some great ways to do that. So stay tuned and let's go. All right. So now that we've gone super deep, I want to talk about actual goal setting and how you set goals in an appropriate way to actually achieve results. See, some people think setting a goal is saying, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to start working toward it. And that is part of it because I will say a lot of people can overplan their goals and then there's no action being taken. But sometimes you run with the action because you're motivated, but you've got no stable plan to stick to. And the thing is, some people will say success is determined by your motivation, but here is the thing, motivation fades. Motivation is a catch-22. Motivation comes far and few between because it takes you doing the thing to get motivated to do more. So you've got to make a decision prior to being motivated that you're going to do this anyway. What makes you succeed is not motivation, but it is commitment. Commitment is saying, I'm going to do this even when I don't want to, even when it's hard, even when it sucks, even when it's raining, even when it's sunny, even when there's an opportunity, but I've already committed to this thing. I am doing this. Motivation says, when I want to, I will do it. And that will never get you far. If you wait to be motivated, oh my God, you guys, we're never going to get anywhere. So commit. So here is how you set appropriate goals, and it is my favorite thing on this planet, and that is called reverse engineering. Woo! Okay, let's get into that. Reverse engineering is when you start with the end goal. In a book called 7 Habits of Highly Successful People by Stephen Covey, he talks about beginning with the end in mind. That is the most powerful way to create a goal. Because here's the thing, if your goal is to lose 30 pounds, the way you reverse engineer that is to back it up and say, if I give myself 6 weeks, or maybe that's too short, but we'll just go with it. We're going to divide the 30 by the 6, and we're going to figure out how many pounds that is that I need to lose each week in order to meet that goal. Okay, so now I know what I need to lose each week. So how am I going to change my diet, and how many times am I going to work out, and what do those workouts look like? And now you're planning according to achieving your goal. You're not saying, I want to lose 30 pounds, so I'm just going to work out until I do. You are setting a SMART goal, which is simple, measurable, attainable, and then I don't remember the rest, but you can easily create this goal where you know what your end result is, and that is all of the strategies you use to plan around it. That is the most effective way. So let's say you want to start a business this year. Figure out what you want to do to start that business, and don't just say you want to start it, because guys, let me tell you something that is really funny. A lot of people think starting a business means you're making money. Starting a business means, hey, guess what? We're legal. We've opened our doors. How much do you want to make in year one? That is the goal you need to have. Starting the business is part of achieving that goal, because obviously you can't achieve that goal if there's no business. So start with a number, a figure, and break it down by the month. How much do I need to make every month to hit that maybe $100,000 a year? Okay, so if I need to make whatever that number is every single month, how much is that per week? Okay, so how many sales per week do I need to make? And you need to break it down that way. So if I know, let's say you need to make 50 sales to reach your weekly goal, or maybe 150 sales a week to meet your weekly goal for financial gains. Now you break down your reverse marketing plan. If the goal is 150 sales a week, how many is that per day? And what is that going to look like for our marketing plan? What kind of ad revenue are we going to need to put into this to get our result? What are we going to need to do? And that is a whole successful kind of recipe to reach those hard and crazy goals. Because let me tell you, $100,000 a year, it sounds like a lot. But when you break it down, right? When you break it down, it's really not. It's really not. Like, we're going to do the math together. So $100,000 a year is $8,333 a month. You divide that by 4, that's $2,083 a week. Okay? So let's say your product costs $30. So let's do 2,083 divided by $30. You need to sell 69.43 sales every week. That is how many items you need to sell. 69.43. So about 70 items a week. Because 70 times 30 is 2,100 a month, or 2,100 a week. That is 8,400 a month. $100,000 plus $800 extra dollars that you didn't have before. Guys, do you know how attainable that is? How realistic that is? 70 sales a week? That is literally only 10 sales a day. And we're talking about a small business. You know, you're not talking about a corporation where $100,000 a year would take you under, but I'm talking about an e-commerce company that you've wanted to start where you get to sell fashion or shoes or purses or whatever, and you create this whole brand around it, and you're looking for 10 sales a day to make $100,000 a year. That is amazing. And I think what reverse engineering your goals really does is it makes them attainable. 60 pounds to lose, right? Gosh, that's a lot. $100,000, how am I going to make that? How am I going to make a million? How am I going to, you know, maybe spend 5 hours a week volunteering? Where am I going to find that time? Whatever your goals are, the only way to really achieve them is to plan for them. And to plan for them, you got to work backward from your ultimate goal, begin with the end in mind, and go back to the beginning. What's the first step I need to do? And then you create a list of all the things that need to happen. And what I like to do is have this running list, this long, long list of all this stuff I need to do. But I take that list, and every week, that is how I create my planner, because I'll check off, okay, so last week I, you know, did this part of the store. Then I did, you know, 4 chapters in my book or whatever. And I keep planning around all of these things, the bigger list, the master list of everything that has to get done to meet my goals. And I add those things into my planner. And then I start figuring out, what are the same weekly tasks that I'm going to have to do every week? And I'll automatically add those in and put days on them and add them into a schedule that is uncompromisable. And then what days do I need to work out to maintain this goal? And you set all your weekly things, all your daily things, and then you start adding in those other things. Okay, I need to get the website done this week for my business. So that's going to be the other task I do this week. And I'm going to finally get, you know, all the product chosen for my store. Okay. So guys, this is such a powerful thing for anything you want to do in life, because every little thing we do that we want to achieve, it takes work. It takes scheduling. It takes fitting it in. I'm going to tell you something that may not be fun to hear, but your goals will never be convenient. They're always going to be inconvenient and hard, and they're going to come at inopportune times. And now I believe in that law of attraction and manifestation and building this life where it is an easy flow of abundance and you get to do what you love and make money. I believe in that. But you also are starting sometimes at ground zero, and ground zero needs you to be willing to put in the work. No business comes without work. It may be work you love, so it doesn't feel like work. And that's the whole point. If you're going to start a business, you better love it. But even then, there are parts of a business that you may not like. Accounting, taxes, ew, okay? So, right, then you need to find other people to help you with those things. But this is the part of life where people want it to come easy. They want it to fit into their schedule. And when it is, they assume, oh, well, if the time is right, if I'm meant to do this, it'll all fall into place. You better make it fall into place. That is how things get done. I decide what success level I am going to have. Every single day, you are getting closer or further from your goal. There is no such thing as complacency. Further or closer. Listen to that again. You are every single day getting closer or further from your goal. There is no such thing as complacency. You want to put 15 minutes in on your website. You are 15 minutes closer to getting closer to your success. You want to lay on the couch all day and do nothing. You are one whole 24 hours further away from your physical goals, your mental goals, your spiritual goals, your financial goals, your fitness goals. 24 hours further away. You are pushing things out a whole nother day. That's just the truth. And it's not always fun to hear that, but that is why daily action and commitment matter more than anything else. Because that daily action and that commitment are what is going to get you through times when you're tired, got other things to do, times when your kids are not really cooperating or listening and they won't leave you alone, okay? Life will get better, but sometimes you've got to push through. And I will tell you something, you will enjoy your success so much more when you've had to push through so much stuff to get there. If it all came easy, you wouldn't really feel the same way. But when it doesn't come easy, when it's a little tough, when it's a little uncomfortable, man, that's the best, right? That is the best time because you get to now enjoy that success and realize I was capable of doing so much for so long. And from this point on, I will continue on as this woman who gets everything done. Because you are worthy, you are capable. But it's never going to be convenient and easy and make all this sense and just come to you and fall in your lap. Even law of attraction and manifestation, you still have to put in the work. So reverse engineering your goals is going to be a really strong way to get them. And then you add in the action and the commitment. So whatever it is, guys, I want you to actually message me back, email me at chase.blank@gmail.com and tell me what your goals are. Tell me what you're reverse engineering because I want to hear it. I want to hear what you got going on because I love that. So that's part two. And in part three, guys, we are about to dive in. We're talking about a few different ways to make money this year that maybe you didn't know about. And the reason I want to add this into the goal setting is because some of you that are going to tackle the same goals you've tackled last year, but maybe with a new attitude, and that is something to admire, please understand. But there are also things that you continue on making the same goals because you don't know what else is possible. And I want to share some of that with you because in our membership that we're starting, the Chase That Blank membership site, which by the way, guys, I will be talking more about soon. Stay tuned because it's amazing. But with that, you're going to learn so many methodologies of different businesses you could start in depth and learn how to do it all. But I will tell you that some of these ways that I'm talking about today are going to be in that membership, but full on hands-on learning. And guys, we're talking about $37 a month. So it's going to be amazing. But I want to leave you guys with this idea in this section that everything you want is possible. It is truly just a goal. It's just a number that will break down pound by pound, dollar by dollar, and it's achievable. So reverse engineer the crap out of your goals, decide to commit, and then you will succeed. All right, so I am titling part three opportunities because I want to talk to you guys about a few different ways you can make money this year in a really impactful way in your life that doesn't take over your time, that is another way to create some passive income. And I want to get really clear very quickly about passive income because, guys, anyone who thinks passive income requires no work, you are wrong. First of all, that is, go talk to Dan Locke, go talk to Jeff Rose, go talk to any of these massively impactful passive income people who can talk to you about these things, Dan DeSilva, Jet Set, Fly, Josh King, Madrid, all these people, and ask them if their passive income took no work. No. It is those people who want to believe that it takes no work that are the reason that they don't have any passive income because it takes effort, it takes work. So I want you guys to be aware of that. You know, passive income means I can make money while I'm sleeping without thinking about it after creating. It's an initial investment of your time that should keep running. So things like digital products, right? Digital courses, they're passive income because I can set my marketing up on autopilot once it's functioning. I can set all of these things up after I've initially created the program or the course or whatever that may be and keep it running. And I can just interact from time to time, a couple hours a week. I don't need to jump in 40 hours a week to make this work, and I'll still make sales while I sleep. I don't have to actively be participating to get a sale. That is what passive income means. It doesn't mean you don't do work. It means that I make money all day, all year round, every minute, without having to physically be there in order to make a sale. It doesn't mean I don't do any work for it. So just to make that clear to anyone who's got a misconstrued idea here. But let's talk about a few different ways that you could grow a business this year that doesn't take you having to have any massive skill sets or, and let me rephrase, because every business takes knowledge and effort to put in work to learn something that you don't know or understand yet. So one of those things may be like you don't understand Facebook ads or branding or business in that level. There are going to be things that you can need to learn. So courses, and you can jump into our membership again next year when we launch. But you can learn things in a multitude of ways. YouTube videos for completely free, right? So there's a lot of ways you can learn, but it is going to take your effort to learn those things. So just to be really clear on that. But what I want to talk to you about today is so exciting because I don't share this often, but I'm going to start sharing more, and we're going to be going in depth in these opportunities and these options. And I'm really excited for next year as I think about people I'd like to bring onto the podcast and people that I want to interview who are doing some of these things. And this is going to be really exciting. So first off, let's talk about the first way you can start making some money. And that is ATMs. Yes, ATMs, like the money machines. So ATMs, a lot of people believe are bank owned, that all of the ATMs are bank owned. That is not true. Actually, ATMs that are not at a bank are owned by an individual. So I can own ATMs, you can own ATMs, anyone can own ATMs. And the cool part about this is you can make up to like $9,000 a month from an ATM. You can make $3,000 a month from an ATM, you know, depending on where you put it. The goal of an ATM is to put them in cash flow, heavy traffic based businesses. And some of those, even whether you agree with it or not, are places like dispensaries, for example, where it's legal if it is in your state. Because then you can input these machines into a place where they're completely cash-based businesses and people have to take out cash for it. And then you've got to, you know, you're going to make money through the surcharge on that machine. And the thing about it is people think, oh, if you charge too high of a surcharge, they're not going to use your ATM. If there are 12 people at a different line and there's no one at one line, they're going to come and pay for your machine. And then people will start coming over to your line because they're like, okay, I'm going to use this machine. And at the end of the day, what people will do to take out their 20 say, oh my gosh, that's so annoying. I have to pay $4. And then they'll pay it anyway. So you can easily do this. And the reason I recommend a higher surcharge is because you can split maybe a dollar profit per transaction. So you're getting three and maybe the store owner is getting one. And that's a great way to compromise and say, listen, this can be bring traffic into your business. This can also increase the flow of the lines moving. So people have cash. It makes it available for them. Also, I'm willing to give you a profit off of this. So you're going to make extra money through this business, which is great. And I can pay that to you in cash as well. So you've got ways to create this business in a successful way. When it comes to filling the machines, you can also down the line hire places like Brinks and Loomis to come and fill your ATMs and take care of that for you. So you don't have to be there. And you know, most of you are going to be females listening to this. The thing about that I think is really important is females going unarmed to fill cash into an ATM machine, into a place that you're not sure of at random times, that's unsafe. You know, it's really kind of unsafe for a dude, but it's extra unsafe for a woman who may not have the body, you know, capacity to really tackle someone or fight someone off. And all it takes is the same kind of people seeing that you come and fill the ATMs a few times for them to understand that there's something about you that, you know, they need to be a part of, which is that you have a backpack full of cash. And so, you know, there are some safety risks and things to think about, but you can also hire a friend that you really trust to go fill your ATMs. If you have a guy friend or whatever, a boyfriend, a husband, you know, just someone that, you know, maybe you trust to do this with you, whatever it may be. But it is important to look at this option because I will tell you, there are people who can get contracts for you into maybe it's a chain of dispensaries and now you're in 20 locations and you've got ATMs in 20 locations and you're going to start profiting. That's huge. It's a big investment. It's a big contract. It's a big deal, but it's really cool. And it brings up your income to maybe $50,000 a month. And there are people doing $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month ATMs passively. So that is one thing to look into. Second business opportunity that's amazing is dropshipping. Dropshipping is when you get something from China, place it on your website. You can white label the packaging. White labeling means you put your own logo and kind of design on the packaging and none of their filler comes into the packaging so that it looks like it is your brand. Then they can, you ship it. When a customer orders off of your Shopify store, you fulfill the order by hitting fulfill. It goes back to the Chinese wholesaler that you use. They fulfill the order, they ship it out.
You house no inventory. There is no upfront cost. You don't have to buy it to put it in a fulfillment center. There is no MOQs, which I'll get to in a second. It stands for minimum order quantity. You literally just, it's all done digitally, and they manufacture and make and house and ship everything for you. So now you have to deal with their product, and you can't make changes to their product, just white labeling the packaging. And you can't, you know, necessarily really grow a massive brand. You can grow a massive brand with it, but you can't get it too personalized, just because obviously this is their business, but they're just letting you sell their product. So, however, I will say there are deals that can be struck with the right manufacturers that are drop shipping, because some of them are willing to do, as you scale your business, willing to do business with you and really make it worth your while, because they want to keep you as a customer. They don't want you to go to another manufacturer. So they're open to working with you. So just keep that in mind as you grow your brand. In the beginning, they're going to be less likely to work with you. Later, they're going to be a lot more likely to work with you. So that is a really great option for complete hands-off and very, very low startup costs outside of Facebook ads and the startup cost for your website. But other than that, there's really no other cost to this business. So it's really powerful. And the third option I want to talk about is Amazon FBA, which is kind of like drop shipping. But with Amazon FBA, you work with a different type of manufacturer. You completely create the product. You have a lot more flexibility. Like you can, let's say it's a waist trainer. You've got the ability to take that waist trainer, change the color of it, change how many maybe areas to clip and hook are. Like if there's 9 across, you could do 12 to make it longer. You can add extensions. You can say it needs to be thicker. You can say it needs to be thinner. And you can actually have them manufacture your product the exact way you want it, have them ship it to you. You are fully in control of actually creating a brand new product. The thing is, you have to have MOQs with this. So minimum order quantities. So maybe you have to order 300 waist trainers in order to meet their minimum order quantity, and you're paying, you know, $9 per waist trainer. So you're going to have to calculate what those costs are going to be and go through this process and see if it's affordable for you. So there's more of an upfront cost, because then you also have to get it shipped into Amazon warehouse, because what FBA is fulfillment by Amazon. So it's a manufacturing of a product. You get it shipped to the warehouse at Amazon, and then they fulfill your orders for you, and you sell your product through Amazon. Now you can also add the Shopify store and have your own brand, but really it's going to come from Amazon. So that is something to think about too, that this is all going to come from, you know, there's more upfront cost, and you're going to be putting yourself on Amazon, which while you have an upfront cost for the minimum order quantity, there's less of a cost for trying to drive traffic, because on Amazon, you can choose a product to create that is already being searched a ton. So finding the best or highly searched items, typing in keywords, seeing what comes up, and then looking at how many orders they have, you can start to piece together maybe the type of product you'd like to create. And as long as you do well with your SEO, you know, people that are searching for it are going to find your product, and you're going to rank. And so then you're not spending all that money on Facebook advertising, which might be a good starting place for someone who's not that savvy with that stuff. So guys, I mean, literally, there are people making millions of dollars a month. And I'm not kidding. That's not an exaggeration, like $3-4 million a month off of one store, whether it's Amazon FBA or drop shipping. These are legitimate businesses. They are not scams. It's always funny. People think making money online must be a scam. These aren't MLMs. These aren't affiliate marketing, which, by the way, affiliate marketing is actually a really amazing business to start, because, like, let's say I start selling beach towels. I can start an affiliate program, have people want to sell my product and get a percentage of it. And affiliate marketing is also not interchangeable to MLMs, by the way. Multi-level marketing is building teams and having to do those things. Affiliate marketing is simply selling a product and taking commission. So if you are good at Facebook ads, you can also be an affiliate marketer next year and find products you believe in, join programs. Affiliate marketing is actually how bloggers make money and YouTubers make money as well. I mean, it's a piece of it all. So just to kind of get clear on all these options, you are endless, you are limitless with what is possible. Guys, you could do so many businesses that I can just start spouting off just in different niches. Do not forget that your job is not the only way, right? So all these goals that you're thinking about setting, maybe start new goals. Maybe make it a goal this year to learn a new skill. And maybe that skill is Facebook ads or branding, and you're going to invest in yourself. And you're going to learn one new business model next year. And the next year, your goal is to actually implement that business model to its full extent and promise and commit to making it work no matter what. How cool would that be? So let that be your goal. See where you end up next year. Maybe you have a store that's doing a couple $100,000 profit a month. You can quit your job. You can live your life as free as you want. You can build whatever you want. That's amazing. But you have to be willing and able to really understand that you don't have limits. So I hope this was a really helpful episode today. I hope you guys loved it. I'm really excited to bring it all to you. And I wanted to just say thank you. And I will talk to you soon.